Please turn in your Bibles this morning to Psalms 105.
请大家打开诗篇一百零五篇。
Psalms 105.
诗篇一百零五篇。
Verse 37.
三十七节。
This gives a little bit of the history of Israel leaving Egypt.
让我们看到以色列人他们怎么样离开埃及。
And even before that, a little bit of history of Abraham.
然后看一点点亚伯拉罕的历史。
Then God brought Israel out with silver and gold, and among his tribes, there was not one who stumbled.
诗篇一百零五篇三十七节，他领自己的百姓带银子金子出来，他支派中。没有一个软弱的。
Egypt was glad when they departed, for the dread of them had fallen upon them.
他们出来的时候，埃及人便欢喜，原来埃及人惧怕他们。
He spread a cloud for a covering, and fire to illumine might by night.
他铺张云彩，当遮盖，夜间使火光照。
They asked, and he brought quail.And satisfied with them with bread of heaven.
他们一求，他就是鹌鹑飞来，并用天上的粮食叫他们饱足。
He opened the rock, and water flowed out. It ran in the dry places like a river.
他打开磐石，水就涌出，在干旱之处，水流成河。
For he remembered his holy word with Abraham his servant.And he brought forth his people with joy, his chosen ones with a joyful shout.
这都因他纪念他的圣言和他仆人亚伯拉罕，他带领百姓欢乐而出，带领选民欢呼前往。
He gave them also the lands of the nations, that they might take possession of the fruit of the people's labor, so that they might keep his statutes and observe his laws.Praise the Lord.
他将列国的地赐给他们，他们便承受众民劳碌得来的，好使他们遵他的律例，守他的律法。你们要赞美耶和华。
Hebrews 11,
希伯来书十一章
verse 8, 9, and 10,
第八到十节。
Hebrews 11,
希伯来书十一章。
By verse 8, by faith Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out to a place where he was to receive for an inheritance, and he went out, not knowing where he was going.
亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候，就遵命出去。往将来要得为业的地方去，出去的时候还不知往哪里去。
By faith, he lived as an alien in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, fellow heirs of the same promise, for he was looking for the city which has foundations, whose architect and builder is God.
他因着信，就在所应许之地做客，好像在异地居住帐篷，与那同盟一个应许的以撒、雅各一样，因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营、所建造的。
Job 22，
约伯记二十二章。
Job 22。Let's start with verse 21.
约伯记二十二章二十一节开始。
Yield now, and be at peace with him. That's God. Thereby, good will come to you.
约伯记二十二章二十一节，你要认识神，就得平安，福气也必临到你。
Please receive instruction from his mouth, and establish his words in your heart.
你当领受他口中的教训， 将他的言语存在心里。
And then this verse of promise, if you return to the Almighty, you will be restored. If you remove unrighteousness far from your tent and place your gold in the dust and the gold of Ophir among the stones of the brooks, then the Almighty will be your gold and choice silver to you. For then you will delight in the Almighty and lift up your face to God. You will pray to Him. He will hear you. And you will pay your vows. You will also decree a thing. It will be established for you. And light will shine on your ways.
下面就是神的应许。你若归向全能者，从你帐篷中远除不义，就必得建立。要将你的珍宝丢在尘土里，将俄斐的黄金丢在锡和石头之间，全能者就必为你的珍宝，做你的宝银。你就要以全能者为喜乐，向神扬起脸来。你要祷告他，他就听你。你也要你也要还你的愿。你定义要做何事，必然给你成就，亮光也必照耀你的路。
Luke chapter 9,
路加福音第九章。
Gospel of Luke, chapter 9. Verse 61.
路加福音第九章六十一节。
And another said to Jesus, I will follow you, Lord, but first permit me to say goodbye to those at home. But Jesus said to him, No one, after putting his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God.
又有一人说，主，我要跟从你，但容我先去辞别我的家人。耶稣说，手扶着犁头向后看的，不配进神的国。
And then, finally, Luke 17, verse 32.
最后，路加福音十七章三十二节。
Luke 17:32.
路加福音十七章三十二节。
Remember Lot's wife.
你们要回想罗德的妻子。
Remember Lot's wife.
你们要回想罗德的妻子。
Have a further word of prayer.
我们再有点祷告。
Father, it truly is a marvelous prayer that your son prayed.
天父，你儿子的祷告是这样子的，样美好。
That they should be one, even as the Father and the Son are one.
愿他们都合一，像父与子合一一样。
The greatest of all miracles that we could ever be one with the Son and the Father.
最大的一个奇迹就是我们可以与子和与父合一。
We thank you that there is one God.
我们感谢你有一位神。
There is one Spirit.
只有一位圣灵。
There is one Church.
只有一个教会。
And we are one with the head of the Church, the Lord Jesus.
我们是与教会的元首耶稣基督合一的。
Thank you now for your word again this morning.
我们感谢你早上给我们的话语。
Only you can break the bread of life.
只有你能够拨开生命的饼。
Only you, Father, can reveal your son to whom you choose to reveal your son.
只有你能够来对你拣选的人来小玉来启示你的儿子。
And our prayer is this morning that you would have mercy and reveal your son to us.
我们的祷告就是主啊，愿你能够有怜悯，有恩典，让你的儿子能够启示在我们的心里。
We might come to that place where we know him and we love him.
我们可以来到一个地方，我们就说主，我们认识你，我们也爱你。
Give anointing to speaking and translating and hearing.
愿你给讲的、翻译的和听的都有膏油。
We pray this in Christ's name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. the burden on my heart this morning and recently has been our God is a God of movement.
今天早晨还有我最近心里面的负担就是我们的神是一直往前的一位神。
God does not stand still.
神他并不停留。
When Brother Dana finished his last message at the summer conference in San Antonio,
在 Dana 弟兄最后一天晚上，最后一天他结束他在圣安东尼的那个我们的聚会的信息的时候
，He said, "God is moving forward."
他就说神是一直往前的。
Nothing stops God.
没有一件事情能够来拦阻神。
Sin in the garden did not stop God.
在那个园子里面的罪，并没有拦阻神。
And all failure of man, which includes all of us, has never stopped God for a moment.
所有人类的失败，包括我们自己的失败，也不能够让神来停止。
He has something on his heart. God has something on his heart, and he is moving towards that goal.
神在他心里面有一个意念，他一直是往前，一直要完成他的心愿。
His goal and purpose will be accomplished.
他的目标一定要被达成。
Our plans often fall short.
我们的计划常常没有办法照着我们所想要的达到。
And we move into another direction.
那我们就换个方向。
God has never had to change directions.
神他从来不改变他的方向。
Because God is not a God that has to learn.
因为神他不需要学。
He's not caught by surprise.
他不会好像突然被什么事情发生他就觉得很惊讶。
He was there in the beginning and he will be there at the end.
他从一开始就在那里一直到最末后他也在那里。
He knows the beginning and he knows the end.
他是知道起初他也知道终结。
He's never having to alter any of his plans.
他不需要来改变他的计划。
Each day, everything is already known, and he just watches his plan unfold.
每一天他都有他的计划，他都已经知道了，他就只是等着让这个计划好像展开来。
I want to give just a brief testimony at the beginning.Before I continue,
愿意在一开始的时候，我就给大家一点我的见证。
I can testify that in my own life, the Lord is a God of moving forward.
我又可以来见证说，在我的生命的里面，神是一直带我往前。
In the mid 60s, 1966, 67, 68, I was beginning my profession, and that was.Being a funeral director.
在1967年，6667年的时候，我就开始我自己的生意，就是在那个葬仪社里面来做事。
I know this might be hard for some of you to believe, but I truly enjoyed that business.
也许很多人不能够来领会，但是我真的是很喜欢这个生意。
It is a different type of business.
是的，这个生意是一个不太跟平常生意不太一样的。
Yes, there are practical things that have to be done, like picking up a remains, embalming, those types of things.
是的，有些具体的事情需要被做，譬如说你要把那个遗体取过来。
But the real challenge was meeting that family.
但最大的挑战是跟家人来相会的时候。
And I was reminded of that during the night when Brother Raghu called.
我就记得晚上那个 Raghu 弟兄打电话给我的时候。
And he said, "What do I do?"
他就告问我说我要做什么。
And that was the thing that the Lord had called me to do, was to meet with people at a time of sorrow, of grief.
那个时候是神呼召我做的事情，就是当在忧伤有亲人离开的时候，我来与他们相会。
It was hard for me at that time in my 20s to believe that I got paid for what I was doing because I enjoyed it.
那个时候我也没办法明白为什么主把这样的工作给我做，因为那时候我才二十几岁。
And just be about the time that I started to get out of some of that debt, the Lord called me completely out of that area.
当我做了几年，好像还了一点债的时候，那主就又呼召我完全离开这个行业。
And 1975, we moved to Houston.
1975年，我们就搬到休斯顿。
Much like Abraham, not knowing what we were going to do.
很像亚伯拉罕，因为我们不知道我们在这里要做什么。
I enlisted and served 4 years in the military.
我从军了四年。
And when I was discharged in Alaska, Lord, where do I go?
当四年过后，我从军中退下来，在阿拉斯加的时候，我就问主说，我要去哪里呢？
The army would move me anywhere in the world.
那陆军他会帮我搬家，只要我要去哪里，他们都可以帮我搬到那里。
And the Lord, through His Word, made it very clear. Move to hot, humid Houston.
借着他的话，主对我有很清楚的一个呼召，就是搬到那很热又很潮湿的休斯顿。
I'm from the north of Seattle. I'm used to the mountains. I'm used to Puget Sound, the beautiful islands. Why would the Lord ever move me to Houston?
我是从西雅图北边，那里有很漂亮的风景，有高山，有海。为什么主要把我搬到休斯顿呢？
Lance Lambert once asked me, he said, Dale, how could you move from the land of milk and honey to Houston, Texas?
那 Lance 弟兄有一次就问我说，你怎么能够从这个牛奶与蜜之地搬到休斯顿，在德州这个地方呢？
I never questioned the Lord.
我从来没有来怀疑，来质问神。
Life is not about geography.
生活并不是关于知道说你住在哪里。
Life is not about physical mountains.
生活也不是好像关系到说这外面的山，
or physical valleys.
或者是外面的低谷。
It's about spiritual mountains and spiritual valleys.
我们的生活是与我们属灵的高峰和低谷有关。
What do I do when I get here?
我到休斯顿来的时候，我要做什么呢？
Being wise like we all think we are, I saved up in the military 90 days of leave time. That means vacation time.
我像我们都很聪明，我在军队的时候我就存了九十天的假期。
Plenty of time to get the perfect job.
有很多的时间，九十天对我来讲很多，来可以来找到一个最好的工作。
One month went by, no job.
一个月过去以后没有工作。
Two months went by, no job.
两个月过去以后还没有工作。
Three months is going by, still no job.
在第三个月的时候还是没工作。
See, when I got ready to leave Alaska, I had this feeling in me. I said, move over, Houston. I'm coming to town to start a business.
我当离开阿拉斯加的时候，我就想到说，我就到 Houston， 我重新开始我的另外一个的事业。
The Lord knows us and He knows how to pull back those reins and stop us.
神知道我们，他知道怎么样子用他的慈身爱所把我们拉回来。
I said, Lord, two things. I remember it was like yesterday. I will sweep warehouses. I will work at McDonald's.
那我记得我跟主这样祷告，我可以在仓库里面扫地，我也可以在麦当劳打工。
And about that time, I received a call and got a job selling cars.
那时候我就得到一个电话，我得到一个工作，就是来卖车子。
Now the last thing I would want to do in the world is sell cars.
我最不想做的一件事情就是来卖车子。
The Lord knows how to deal with these arrogant bodies of ours.
主知道怎么样来对付像我们这样骄傲的一个人。
And I did. I sold cars. I sold cars very poorly.
那我就去接受了这份工作，我也去卖车子，但是我没有卖得很好。
I would have loved just to give the car away.
我就想说把这车子送给人好了。
Very poor salesman for the company.
对公司来说是一个很差的一个推销员。
The Lord began to deal.
主就开始他的工作。
And deal. In 1989, I met about a half a dozen of the people in this room.
在一主就一直在我身上对付我，一到1989年，我就遇到在我们当中的六七个人。
Brother and sister Wei and their family.
就是魏弟兄、魏姊妹和他的家人。
And we started meeting together in 1990.
所以从1990年我们就开始一起聚会。
That same time, my wife was diagnosed with cancer.
在那个时候，我的妻子被诊断患了癌症。
And within 2.5 years, she would be with the Lord.
两年半以后，她就被主接去。
Do you see God's moving in one's life?
你看到神怎么在一个怎样在一个人身上一直往前的工作吗
？See, to our family, that was a loss.
对我们的家庭来说，那我的妻子过世是一个损失。
A huge loss spiritually and physically.
对属灵或者是我们的家人相处来说是一个极大的损失。
But it did not catch the Lord by surprise.
但是对神来说，这并不是让神惊讶的一件事。
Give you an idea, Michael here was not even born.
给你们一点概念，就是那时候我的孙子 Michael 还没有生呢。
He was on the way, but he was not born.
快要被生出来，但是还没有生下来。
And we never felt led at that time to even tell my wife that Michael was on the way.
那时候我们没有想到说要告诉我的妻子说他有个孙子，就是快要要出生了。
And the Lord has continued to, of course, move in our life.
主当然他继续在我们身上工作，一直往前。
And many of you are a part of that movement.
许多在座的也，我们也在这一个神的运行当中有份。
But I said at the beginning, the Lord is always moving forward.
我开始的时候就说，神一直是往前的神。
In the past few years, we have taken numerous trips to Phoenix to be with a few saints there.
在过去的几年当中，我们常常去亚利桑那州的凤凰城，在那边遇见，跟一些圣徒们有交通。
And last September, when we were in the Phoenix Scottsdale area, the Lord brought a verse to my wife first.And myself, one morning, 1 Corinthians 16:9, that a door has been opened wide, an effectual door, many adversaries.
在去年九月，当我们到凤凰城的时候，那神就先把一节圣经先告诉我的姊妹，然后后来告诉我，就是在更多前书16:9，他说，因为有宽大又有功效的门为我开了，并且反对的人也多。
The following months, we would pray regarding that word, what the Lord was saying.
在接下来的几个月，我们就祷告说，主，你要告诉我们什么。
And in April, when we were in the Scottsdale area again, the Lord began to confirm that Helen and I were to move to Scottsdale.
在今年四月，当我们再到凤凰城的 Scottsdale 那里的时候，主就向我们印证，他要我们搬到那里。
From a hot climate to a hotter climate，
就从一个很热的天气的地方到一个更热的地方。
In the following month, May, when we were in Europe, we continued to pray, and the Lord confirmed that we were to leave in September.
在五月我们在欧洲旅行的时候，我们继续的祷告，主就向我们来印证说，他要在今年的九月要我们搬到凤凰城。
We have told this to a few of you.
在座的当中，有些人我们已经告诉你们。
But wanted to share it with all this morning.
今天早晨，我愿意来跟所有的人来分享。
And it ties in with my burden of God's moving forward.
这也跟我的负担是一致的，就是神是一个行动的神，他是一直往前的神。
Though this is a testimony, it applies to every one of us.
虽然这是我个人的见证，可是这神是往前的神，与我们每个人都有关。
And a lot of you can just think back in your history, where you were born in China, Taiwan, or some other place, and see how the Lord has been moving in your life.
我们每一个人都可以来回想，也许我们生在中国、台湾或其他地方，神怎么样子一步一步带领我们。
You know, many times we think we're doing the moving.
很多时候我们想说，是我们自己在搬家。
I'm going to go to the United States and I'm going to make money.
我要到美国去赚钱。
No intention of finding the Lord.
也许没有一个意念想要来找主。
Somewhere along the line, the Lord stepped right in front of you and revealed His Son to you.
在路程当中，神就对我们显现，对他把他的儿子晓谕我们。
And all of a sudden, something happens. I am going to follow him.
然后事情就发生了，我们来决定说，我们要来跟从主。
And often we try to follow him in our own strength.
常常我们靠着我们自己的力量要来跟从主。
And find out that it doesn't work.
然后很快发现，这样子不行。
So then the Lord spends the next 40 years showing us that it's His life that is to be in us, not our life.
然后神就再花40年的时间来教导我们，是要靠他的生命在我们的里面，而不是我们自己的生命参与过程。Oh,
Moses had one desire as a 40-year-old man, I'm going to deliver Israel.
摩西40岁的时候，他心里就起一个意念，要拯救以色列人。
And the first Egyptian that got it in his way, he just twisted his neck off.
当他碰到第一个埃及人的时候，他就扭断他的颈子。
And God says, "Hold it, Moses. That's not my way."
神就对摩西说：“等等等等，这不是我做事的方法。
I've got a sort of a long graduate course for you of 40 years.
我对你有一个很长的一个研究所的课程，你要学，要学40年。
It's called the life of the cross or the life of selflessness.
这个来称为就是十字架的功课，或者是无我，没有自己的功课。
And every single one of us have to take that path.
我们每一个人都需要来走这条十字架的道路。
Even in the Apostle Paul's life, 11 years after the road to Damascus, the Lord is teaching him these important issues of selflessness.
甚至在保罗身上，在他在大马色遇见主11年以后，他一直在学习这个无我，就是要舍己的这样一个功课。
From the very beginning, Genesis 1:1, we see the movement of God.
从创世纪一章一节，我们就看见神的工作。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
起初，神创造天地。
Now that was a big move.
那是一个很大的一个工作。
When we think of all the galaxies, when we think of everything on this earth,
当我们想到这个星座，或者是在地上的一切
，the architecture of it, the planning, what it would take to accomplish that, and yet so easy for God.
让我们看到这多么一个复杂精确的一个设计，但是对神来说却是容易的。
So when God breathed out those galaxies by the word of His mouth, He had you and I in mind already.
当神用话来创造这所有的宇宙星宿的时候，在他的心里面，他想到你我。
The plan was all in order.
神的计划都是有次序的。
The universe is for us to enjoy and see the magnificence, the greatness of our Heavenly Father.
这个天地是神创造给我们，让我们享受来看见他的伟大。
And He created man and placed him in a garden.
他就创造了人，把人放在园子里面。
And it was God's intention that man would follow Him, and then man would go out from that garden, and the whole world would be for God.
神的心意就是人来跟随神，然后呢，来充满整个全地，这让这全地是为着神的。
And man says, "No, it's for me."
但人说，哦不，我不要这样，这个地是为着我的。
Self thinking, self-centeredness leads to sin. Is sin?
这个自我中心就是罪，他就把罪带进来了。
Or we can say it this way: the fruit of self-centeredness is sin.
或者我们这样说，自我中心的一个结果就是罪。
Was God stymied there in the garden?
神他觉得很诧异嘛，在园子里面。
Was His plan foiled?
是他的计划失败了吗？
Nay. He had already made plans for redemption.
他已经在为救赎有预备。
And we know the story of the Lord coming down and explaining the coming Messiah to Adam and Eve.
我们就知道神就来遇见亚当和夏娃，来对他们来晓谕那个将要来的弥赛亚。
In the word, it only says, "And the Lord provided clothing for the Adam and Eve."
圣经上讲到说，神就为亚当和夏娃做一个皮衣给他们穿上。
But with that provision, there was explanation.
但是这里面有一个解释。
The man and the woman knew that that lamb represented the coming Messiah.
因为人知道说这个皮衣是那个要来的弥赛亚的，从那里来的。
The unfolding of history through Christ controlling history.
那神就把这个历史解开来，因为是基督来掌握这个历史。
And Adam and Eve identified in that lamb with the coming Messiah.
所以亚当和夏娃在那里，他就与这要来的弥赛亚来认同。
They identified that they were forgiven.
他们就来认同说他们会被来赦免。
And that God would have His people.
神要得着他的子民。
And God moved on.
神往前。
And the first thing He did, He moved them out of paradise.
第一件神做的事情就是把他们赶出乐园。
Because God knew if they touched the tree of life with this fallen nature, there would be a distortion of that life, of His life.
因为神知道说，如果当他们这样子在堕落以后，他们如果再吃生命树的果子，这里就对神的生命来讲就扭曲了。
And cherubim were set up to guard the garden.
所以神就设立基路伯来拦阻，来守护这个通往生命树的道路。
God's holiness must be protected.
因为神的圣洁必须要被保存。
Sin separates us from God.
所以就把我们与神隔绝了。
And we cannot come back to God in our own way.
我们不能靠着自己的方法回到神的面前。
Man, that's the history of man, the history of religion. Man trying to come back, as it were, into the garden in his own strength.
这就是宗教的由来，就是人要靠自己的办法回到神的面前。
In his own way, and the Lord Jesus says, "I am the way, I am the truth."
人是要靠自己的办法来到神的面前，但是主耶稣说，我就是那道路，我就是真理。
And through men like Enoch, God would move forward.
那神借着一些人，像以诺一样，他往前。
Enoch walked with God. Noah walked with God.
以诺与神同行，挪亚也与神同行。
Even at the time of Noah, when there was only one family on earth who had a revelation of God, God's plan went through that family.
在挪亚的时代里面，只有这个家庭他们认识神的旨意，那神就借着他们来往前。
And then we have that great pilgrim, that great sojourner, Abraham.
然后我们就看到亚伯拉罕。
And God called Abraham out of Ur, away from his family.
神就在乌尔来呼召亚伯拉罕要离开他的本族本家
away from his job
来离开他的职业
and we have this great principle of what it is to be a sojourner
那我们就可以看见做一个客旅的一个原则是什么
every brother and sister is to be a sojourner
我们每一位弟兄姐妹在地上都应该成为客旅
which means we are temporary dwellers on this earth
那意思就是说我们在这地上只不过是寄居的短暂居住在这里
we're not on this earth because of our jobs
我们在这地上会存留并不是因为我们需要工作
we're not on this earth to have families and have live for birthday parties and live for weddings this is not the purpose of life
我们留在地上的一个目的并不是要参加生日的宴会或者是参加许多的婚礼
but we are allowed to appreciate those things
但是神允许我们来享受这些。
A family is to be a picture ever before us of God's family, which is eternal and forever.
神给我们地上的家庭来预表我们在天上的家庭，那是永远的。
You young parents are already beginning to realize this. Your children are moving on.
我们年轻的父母已经知道说你的儿女们一直在往前。
And we have this sort of blinded idea. Here are my little children around me. They're just going to be here forever. It's not true.
也许我们会有这样错误的观念，说我们有很小的小孩，他们永远会跟我们在一起，这是错误的。
We wake up one morning, we have this five-bedroom house, and we have mom and dad. That's it.
有一天我们醒过来，我们有五个房间的一个房子，但是只有爸爸妈妈在家里。
Happens just like that.
这样一刹那之间，这些事情就发生了。
Abraham left Ur, left his job.
亚伯拉罕离开乌尔，离开他的工作。
Here's a word for you, graduates, and about to be graduates. The word is this: Your job is very fleeting.
我对于已经毕业或快要毕业的人，我告诉你们的就是说，你的工作啊，像是很快会飞走。
Now there's we have five high schoolers over there in the other room right now, and all they're thinking of. In fact, I bet you some of them are thinking of, even right this minute. Next month, I'm going to college. I'm going to the university.
我们在另外一个房间，在另那边有五个高中生，他们可能现在就在想说，下个月我就要上大学了。
Some of them are even looking forward.Leaving home.
有些人他们在期待着能够离开家
Thinking, that's it. I am going to get a degree at the university.
就想到说我要在大学里面得到一个学位
Which leads to the next thing. I am going to get a job.
那就接下来就说我要找一份工作
Well, at 30, 40 years in the workplace, first of all, it's not fun. Secondly, It's very, very brief.
我要告诉你们，这三四十年的工作并不是很好玩，而且很短暂。
It's a very painful way to bring home a check every week.
把一张支票带回家，是要经过许多的痛苦。
And God wants us to learn that.
神要我们学习这些功课。
This is why He said to Adam, "You will work by the sweat of your brow." It's not going to be easy.
这就是神对亚当说：“你要汗流满面才得糊口，并不简单。”
Is God sadistic? Does He want us to have jobs and be sweating and having all these pressures?
是神要我们有这样的工作，汗流满面，是他的本，他一定要我们这样受苦吗
？No, but He knows that the only way in which we can get to the place where we say, "God, is there something else besides a career?"
不是，这不是神不是要我们受苦，但是神要借着这样让我们来看到说，除了工作以外，还有其他更重要的。
And he says, "Yes, come to me."
他对我们说，来到我面前。
And this is what that 40 years is all about. With some it's more, with some it's less. God drying up everything on this earth.
这就像摩西的中间的四十年。对有些人来说有比较长，有些人比较短，但神要让我们地上的所有的资源都耗尽。
Until everything here is a wilderness.
每一件事情在地上都是旷野
Just a desert
就是沙漠
We have you, Lord
但是我们可以对主说主我们有你
This principle explains so much that goes on in our life
这个原则可以来解释我们生活上发生的许多的事情
Oh, my job would be perfect except I have this one calling It's a pain
我这个工作是非常好的工作除了我有一个很讨厌的同事以外
So how do we pray?
我们怎么祷告呢
We pray, number one, get rid of that colleague, Lord, please
所以我们跟主祷告说主啊你把我这个同事换走吧
We find out he's not going to leave, Lord, move me, give me another job
我们发现说他不会搬走那我就跟主祷告说主啊你帮我好了让我换另外一个工作好了
We even pray sometime, LordSince you're not changing my husband, my wife, give me a new one.
有时候我们会说，那你不能改变我的妻子或丈夫的话，那你就给我一个新的吧。
Which I hope everyone here knows, that is not the Lord's will.
我希望在座每一个人都知道，这不是神的心意。
In fact, very seldom does the Lord want us to move in our environment.
主呢很少会要我们从现在环境里面好像来。
He has put you in the right place.
神把你放在一个对的地方。
And he wants you to, you and I, to live by the mercy and grace of God every day in that environment.
神要我们在现在所处的环境里面，每天靠着他的怜悯和恩典而活。
Sometimes we spend our whole life looking for paradise.
有时候我们花整个一生的时间来寻找乐园。
I remember one time.Our brother Rudy and Terry, they moved to Utopia, Texas. And I said, is Utopia, Texas, Utopia?
我记得我们的弟兄姐妹他们Terry 跟 Rudy 他们有一天搬到德州一个地方叫乌托邦那是一个理想的国那我们就说那地方真的那么理想吗
It was not Utopia.
那个不是一个理想国
Do not be deceived. It's not on this earth.
理想国不在这地上。
How many times when I was in the funeral business did I see someone come in and sit around my desk and say, next year, Dad was going to retire.
Yeah, 那个我在葬仪社的生意的时候发生过很多很多这样的事情就是我跟家人坐在一起的时候他们就讲说我的父亲明年要退休。
We have been looking forward to traveling for so many years, and we've only gotten to travel 1 month, and Mom passed away.
我们本来想要跟妈妈一起旅游很多年，可是我们只跟妈妈一起去玩了一个月，妈妈就过世了。
This is the reality of life.
这是生命里面、生活里面的实际。
Young people, learn this lesson now.
年轻人。你们现在就学这个功课。
Learn it like Joseph, so that when you're 30, you can sit on the throne with the Lord.
现在就要学这功课，所以当你30岁的时候，你可以与主同坐宝座。
Like David at 30, who could sit on that throne.
像大卫一样，在他30岁的时候，他可以坐在那个宝座上。
A young virgin like Mary could be that.Place where Jesus could be born.
像那年轻的玛利亚一样，她可以让神的旨意成就，让耶稣能够降生。
This only comes by constant giving ourselves to the Lord.
只有我们时时的把自己交给主，神的旨意才能够达成。
Joshua is an example of movement. He moved into the land. He took the land.
约书亚就是一个很好的例子。他到那个应许之地，他就来得着这个地。
And we see then the decline in judges. And God, it seems, is not able to move much.
接下来我们看到在四世纪的时候好像 就已经有失败神的旨意好像没有办法往前。
The people as a body could not move. Individuals did, but the body did not go in and possess Christ like they were supposed to.
我们看见整个的身体来说他们没有办法往前来得着基督是像神所应许的一样。
At that same time, when left to us, we become like Ruth, Naomi, and we move out of our environment. on our own initiative.
有时候我们就像拿尔米一样，我们照着自己的意思，我们就离开了神要我们在的地方。
Much time is lost when we move on our own.
当我们靠着自己的想法来搬家的时候，很多的时间就浪费了。
I appreciated my fellowship with Brother Wei on our move.
我跟魏弟兄交通的，我们要搬的事情，我为着感谢主。
He gave a wonderful example.
他给我一个很好的例子。
He said, let's say you and Helen decide are thinking of next weekend going to Austin.
如果你跟 Helen 讲到说下个礼拜你们就到 Austin 去。
And you might pray about it, and you think you should go, but really don't know, but you end up going.
也许你祷告不晓得要不要去，最后你去了。
It's not really the end of the world.
这个并不是世界的终了。
It's a mistake for that weekend.
也许就是那个礼拜做一个错的决定。
But these major moves, young people, such as career or what you are to study, these are very, very important and long-lasting.
对年轻来讲，你们要选择学什么，或者你选择什么样的职业，这非常重要，而且会产生持久的影响。
Praying for who you are to marry.
而且要为着你要跟谁结婚祷告。
Many of the adults in here can tell you, pray, pray, pray. Get God's will in this matter.
很多的成人可以告诉你们说，要祷告，祷告，再祷告，要来寻求神的旨意。
And we had to, and I told Brother Wei, I appreciate that because us moving away from you, away from our family, is not a small issue.
那我跟魏弟兄讲到，是的，我们要离开弟兄姐妹，要离开我的家人，不是一件小事。
Not to take lightly.
不能够很轻易的做这个决定。
Our lives are not our own.
因为我们的生命不是我们属我们自己的。
We should not even make decisions regarding going to Austin on our own.
我们甚至要去 Austin 这样子的小事情，我们自己都不应该来做这样的决定。
But saying, Lord, I am so finite, so small. You show me.
那我跟主讲说，我是这样有限，我这样有微小。主啊，你来教育我。
Not to go because I can get more money.
我要搬家。我做一个决定，不是说我要赚更多的钱。
The devil has used the word money to deceive believers more than anything else.
仇敌用钱财来欺骗我们这些信主的人，比其他的一切的手段更厉害。
We're all the same.
我们都是相同的。
You take $1 million and wave it in front of our eyes, we become hypnotized in a second.
如果你把100万在我面前晃来晃去的话，我们就会被催眠了。
With that $1 million, you said that you need to move somewhere, and immediately you say, "The Lord's calling me somewhere."
那这100万这样在跑，你就想说你就要跟着这个钱跑，你就以为说神是呼召你去。
We are all the same in this matter.
在这件事情上，我们都是一样的。
If anyone has the nerve this morning to say that money, the spirit of mammon, would not affect you, you do not know yourself.
如果在座有人讲说那个马门就是财力的这个灵不影响你的话，是因为你不认识你自己。
This has to do with any other temptation, lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh.
是跟所有其他的一些试探都是一样的，就是肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲。
We have something inside of us that's incurable outside of Jesus.
在我们里面有一些问题是除了主耶稣以外，没有人能医治的。
But God's plan goes on.
但是神的计划继续往前。
When those judges were completely fallen,
当那士师都失败的时候
I should say, in the book, the people were fallen.Not the judges.
我应该讲说，在士师记那个百姓失败，不是那个士师失败。
There was a burdened woman called Hannah.
在这当中，有一个妇女，她有负担， 这妇女名字叫哈拿。
You casually read that story, you think that Hannah is all consumed by one thing, her barrenness.
你如果只是匆匆忙忙读过这个故事，你就想到说，哈拿只是关心自己不能生育。
Oh, it seems like that at first, that she's just concerned, feeling sorry for herself. Everyone else has babies, I don't have baby.
好像说她只是关心说别人都有孩子，只有她没有。
Her concern was the fallen state of Israel.
但是事实上，他真正的关心是以色列整个国家这样子的一个堕落。
She prayed, God, give me a man, and I will give him to you as a Nazarite to bring in the king.
他就对神来祷告说：“你赐给我一个儿子，我就要把他作为拿细尔人，终身归给你，带来一个君王。”
That's our job. We are to be praying right now to bring back the king.
这就是我们该做的事情，我们要祷告能够让神来，让君王能够带来。
Samuel and then David would be the result of that prayer.
然后神就赐给哈拿撒母耳，这个结果就是带进大卫。
But God does not stop there, he's always moving, and David was only a foreshadow of Christ.
神一直往前，大卫只是基督的预表。
God has to have his perfect man.
神要找到那个完全的人。
God has to have a man that's not corrupt like us.
神要找到一个人不像我们这样堕落的。
And he got that man in Christ.
他找到一个真正合他心意的人，就是基督。
As our brother reminded us this morning, one body, one Christ, one Godhead.
就像今天弟兄给我们交通的，提醒我们只有一位一个身体，只有一位神。
And for the first history, for the first time in the history of mankind.There was a man who was one with the Father.
在人类历史上，只有一个人，他与神、与父神是合一的。
He sought the Father, he listened to the Father, he obeyed the Father.
他寻求父亲的心意，他听父亲的心话，他也来顺从。
And Jesus came.
主耶稣就来。
And Jesus' life was a life of movement.
主耶稣他在地上的生活也是一直往前的生活。
Read the book of Mark and just see.Immediately, immediately, immediately, you see this word, immediately, Jesus is moving about.
如果你读马可福音，你就看到主耶稣立刻就做这件事情，立刻就做那件事情，他一直往前。
This was his way.
这就是神的方法。
He had a plan, a purpose.
他有一个目的，他有一个要达到的目标。
And no one could stop him from that purpose.
没有一个人能够来拦阻神达到他的目标。
And when Peter said, Lord, you don't need to go to the cross.
当彼得对主耶稣说：“你不需要到十字架上。”
Jesus was so strong, he says, "Get thee behind me, Satan."
主耶稣就对彼得说：“退我后边去吧，撒旦，退我后边去。”
Because the whole purpose for the Lord to come was to go to the cross and have a new humanity.
主耶稣在地上他的心意就是要到十字架上得着一群新的人。
Who is that new humanity?
这个新人是谁呢？
It's right here.
就在这里。
It's us.
是我们。
But Jesus had to continue to move through the cross, through the heavens. Did he stop there?
主耶稣还继续要往前，来经过十字架，达到天上。
Remember the poor disciples? What do we do?
你记得主耶稣升天以后，那些可怜的使徒们，他们就说：“我们要做什么？”
120 of them did exactly what we are to be doing.
这一百二十个门徒，他们就来做我们该做的事。
They waited on the Lord.
他们来等候神。
They no longer went back fishing.
他们没有再回去打鱼。
For 10 days, Lord, what do we do?
有十天的时间，他们问主说：“主啊，我们要当做什么
？”Where do we go?
我们要去哪里
？And the Lord moved by His Spirit to this earth.
神。他就借着他的圣灵在地上工作。
He poured out his very spirit, that which restrained him, that which constituted him, that which would made him. He poured that out to us.
就是他里面的那个圣灵来，他把他倾倒在我们的当中。
So instead of just being one person, the Lord Jesus on this earth, now the Spirit that was in Christ can be in all.
那不像主耶稣在地上的时候，这个圣灵只在他身上。现在这个主的神的圣灵可以在我们
And that brings us down to us.
就来到我就把带到我们的当中。
The church began that day.
教会那天就诞生了。
We can be one with him.
我们与他可以合一。
We can be one with one another.
我们也可以与弟兄姐妹合一。
We can be one with that selfish boss, unsaved boss that we have.
我们也可以与那个没有得救一个自私的老板，我们也可以跟他合一。
Some are married to unbelievers. We can be one.
有人与没有信主的人能结婚，但是我们还是可以在一的里面。
Not in our own strength. None of us have that strength.
不是靠我们自己的天然的力量，没有一个人有这样的力量。
But by believing that I am in Christ.
但是来相信说我在基督里。
And believing that Christ is in me.
也相信基督在我里面。
And allowing that spirit to fill me.
来让这个神的圣灵可以充满我。
To fill us.
来充满我们所有的人。
Allowing us to go through all the deep valleys of life.
来让我们带过我们生命里面的低谷。
Life is not easy.
生活是不容易的。
It's filled with valleys.
来充满着许多的低谷。
It's filled with grief and pressures and suffering.
充满了许多的忧伤，充满了许多的压力。
This is announcement this morning about Christopher and Ruth. This is life.
早晨关于 Christopher 弟兄和 Ruth 姐妹的报告，来提醒我们，这就是生命。
Has God left you?
神离开了我们吗？
Remember Lot's wife.
要纪念想念那个罗德的妻子。
She could not let go of this earth.
罗德妻子的问题就是她没有办法来放弃地上的事。
She still was holding on to her home, job, family. She couldn't let go.
她没有办法来放手，她仍然抓着地上的房子、她的工作，还有她的家人。
And God turned her through his judgment into a pillar of salt.
在神的审判里面，神就让她成为一根盐柱。
It's a memorial to this day as to what happens when we do not sojourn, when we do not walk with the Lord.
这就提醒我们，如果我们在地上不是寄居的话，不是与神同行的话，那结局是怎样？
Brothers and sisters, tell the Lord that you want nothing of this earth to grab your heart,
弟兄姐妹
to hold on to you.
告诉神说，你不要地上的任何一件事情抓住你，让我们神能够抓住我。
Whether it's education, whether it's job, whether it's family, whether it's retirement.
不管是你的教育、你的家人、你的工作，或者你退休的事。
Your retirement will not be fun if you're not moving with the Lord's forward movement.
如果你没有跟神一起往前来前行的话，你的退休也是没有什么益处的。
You and I were created to be like Elisha. Like Elisha. Elijah came along. Elisha looked at him.He set his plow down, and he followed. Elisha. Elisha.
Oh, okay, sorry. Yeah, 神给我们创造我们，叫我们像以利沙一样。以利沙有一个犁，他来了，然后他就耕地，然后他后来就把那个犁放下来了。
He took his plow, started a big fire with it, and roasted the oxen and shared the oxen with the people.
他在犁田的时候，后来他就把那个犁具，就是烧了以后，然后把那个牛宰了，然后与所有的人来分享。
And practically everything that his mentor Elijah did, Elisha did doubly.
就像他的老师以利亚一样，但是以利沙是得到双倍的祝福。
May there be nothing on this earth that would hold us.
愿在这地上没有一件事情能够来拦阻我们。
Jesus gave this little example. He who takes the plow does not look back.
主耶稣告诉我们说，手扶着犁向后看的不配进神的国。
If we turn like this, the plow, the team immediately swerves.
如果我们手扶着犁向后看的话，那我们就没有办法犁得正直。
And we miss the goal.
我们就会从神的旨意里面偏出去。
May all of us stay in tune with His movement.
我们每一个人都应该与神的工作来配合的。
God is moving forward.
神一直往前。
With or without us, He is moving forward.
不管我们在不在当中，他总是往前。
But his will is that all of us come in.
他的旨意就是他愿意我们所有的人都在当
中。Get on board.
每一个人都在与神有份。
In simple faith.
在信心的里面跟从。
Not doing something outward.
并不是在外面里面要做什么。
But just believing that we are in Christ.
而是相信我们是在基督里面。
And he will take us home.
他会带我们回家。
When the time comes.
当那天来到的时候。
Let's pray.
请我们一起祷告。
Father, we are thankful that you are a God, a purpose of movement.
天父，我们感谢你，你是一位有计划、有目的，一直往前的神。
And that you have called each one of us to follow you.
你呼召我们每一个人来跟从你。
By faith, by submission, by obedience.
借着信心，借着顺服，一直来跟随你。
May we learn that lesson well.
愿我们好好来学这个功课。
And make you our lover, our goal in life.
让你成为我们所爱的，成为我们的生活的目标。
In Jesus' name we pray.
靠主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.